Stelling poll. Ironically, London's anti-democracy Brexit protesters have no idea what fascism actually is. By James Stelling poll on September 2, 2019. If Boris Johnson is a racist, fascist, Nazi, what does that make actual racist, fascist, Nazis? This is a question probably beyond the intellectual capacity of the hundreds of unemployables, malcontents, and crybullies who turned out in London and elsewhere over the weekend to protest against what you and I might call the eminently justifiable prorogation of Parliament. This is what the protesters over the weekend insisted was a Nazi-like fascist prick dictator's coup against democracy. That's because, having mostly been to uni and having read something like racism awareness or tree-hugging and transgender toilet studies, most likely at either the London School of Economics, LSE, the School of Oriental and African Studies, SOAS, or the University of Easy Access, UEA, they will have had every last vestige of common sense and critical awareness educated out of their tiny skunk-addled brains. The rest of us might find it a bit much to compare the genial, optimistic, leader of a democratically elected government, q-typical Ramona Raloon, But so were the Nazis, to the kind of regime responsible for the death camps and a war that killed 50 million people. But that's Ramoners for you, never knowingly understated. Let's be honest though, these people are our friends. If Labour's sinister Trotskyite John McDonnell weren't up on stage ranting about privatization and Boris's banker mates in the city, I'll bet in his imagination they all have hooked noses, making a fortune in speculation, if that sore-faced, dark-haired girl in the FCK t-shirt weren't reading off her iPhone her considered statement that Boris is a fascist prick, if Owen Jones weren't doing his usual angry, worked-out teddy bear, John Lennon's Imagine meets Das Kapital, fist-pumping demand for a world where every little girl has her own baby unicorn provided by the government, or some such, if it weren't for all the banners saying fuck fascism, RIP democracy, block Brexit, defend democracy, etc., then where would be? We might almost find ourselves in the awkward position of feeling slightly sorry for these people. Sympathetic, even, wondering if they had a tiny sliver of a point. Happily, by their behavior and their utter inability to come up with a remotely coherent argument to make the case for Remain, all they've done is remind us how completely wrong they are and how even more amazingly, totally right than ever we could possibly have imagined we on the leave side of the argument are. We owe these people nothing. Zip. Nada. Zilch. They call us fascists. We think, losers who don't know what fascism means. They call for a general strike. We think, well, given that none of you have jobs, how is anyone going to notice?